time for Tools of the Trade, brought to you by Heat Pump Cleaning Specialists. For cleaner, warmer and healthier heat pumps, visit heatpumpclean.co.nz.
And you're in the room. Welcome. Welcome to Tools of the Trade. What a strange little segment where we just pick an instrument or a piece of musical gear out of the landscape that is sound.
And it's all brought to you by Heat Pump Cleaning Specialists. 0800-225-327.
And we sort of pick it apart. We figure out its origins. Not Heat Pump Cleaning Specialist, the instrument. Sorry, John just is in advertising mode. He can't help himself. Just relax, John. What's that phone number again?
Heatpumpclean.co.nz.
How do I get hold of them?
0800-225-327.
There you go, clean your heat pump.
Get it clean. It's probably pretty grubby, actually, so it definitely needs a clean.
My heat pump.
It'll work better and you'll be healthier.
Can you actually use the yellow microphone? And I have both the other ones, so...
Shall I go on the other side of the desk?
Nah, stay. You're right here, mate. Just go and grab that yellow and put that down there. That one on there. This one, come over here so I can kind of hear that. Okay, we'll get rid of the 808. So I want you guys to hear this.
What is this thing?
This is a fin. Or a pin. It's pronounced Thai, kind of like a pen, but it's spelled P-H-I-N.
Where did you buy your one?
I bought mine in the north of Thailand, a place called Chiang Mai. I actually got into a taxi, and I had a little mini guitar on me because I was one of those people. And I got into the right cab. Yeah, totally. And I got into the right cab.
Did you have your fire poise with you?
Ooh, get a job, hippie. No, the taxi driver had around his neck a harmonica. And in the back seat, he had one of these.
Did you buy it off him?
No, I said, where do I get one? He said, you got to go further north. So I did and kept looking for it, and I did find my own. Actually found a shop full of them and made my selection on this
one.
How
much did it cost?
Oh, shit. I think $20 New Zealand.
Okay.
You can buy these on eBay now. They're quite popular due to a couple of bands, which we'll get to shortly. But let's just hear it, John. Playing it in a sort of a strumming style. Now, traditionally it's sort of played with a plectrum, but the tuning is E-A-E, and it's sort of a pentatonic scale. It's not a normal fret spacing, so if you look at the frets, John, they do look weird, don't they?
Does it go out of tune really easily?
Nah, it's actually pretty good. It's not too bad. But traditionally they're kind of played like this. Faster. I'll give you, let's play some actual legit classical sort of Thai music so the people get the gist.
Have you used one of these on any recordings?
Have I? Yes, I have. I won't play my own, I'm not going to play myself though. That's a bit shit, isn't it?
I'm just wondering if you, is it the sort of instrument that you have at home just for the sheer joy of playing it?
I'll tell you what, it is an absolutely really, really approachable, easy instrument to play. So, you know, three strings. Not a lot going on, quite simple, but here it is in sort of a band scenario and some classical Thai music. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Michael Monk. There's not a lot of info on Wikipedia.
No, it's
like literally one sentence. It says the fin is a type of lute with a pear-shaped body originating in the Isan, a region of Thailand, and played mostly by ethnic Thailand and Laos folk.
Yes.
It is frets on the neck over which two or three metal strings run that are plucked by a pick held in the right hand while playing. Oh, there's a long sentence, but there you have it.
I'm doing like a chord shape here and like a plucking scenario. I think it's pretty open to interpretation when you get the thing in your hand. I was saying to John, it got me out of a few sticky situations traveling with this because I could sort of bust it out. They'd be like, what's that? What have you got in your bag? And you bust it out and sort of have a little fun tune and everyone be like, ah, get out of here, little scamp. Everything will be fine. So a little high five to the crazy little traveler. That is me. You can buy these now. They're quite popular due to a certain band called Kun Narin, aka the Electric Fin Band. These guys were a wedding band in Thailand that kind of got noticed by this traveler who decided, hey, you guys are rad. Would you like me to record you? And they've kind of become a bit of a world music sort of folk psych icon of sorts, really. There's about 11 of them in the band. Yeah, what else can I say about the fin?
Jeez,
it's a bit of fun. You can get double neck models, which is actually, you know, like a double neck guitar.
Just like Jimmy Page of Thailand.
Yeah, that's right, because you can actually get different the frets in different scales.
I think we probably haven't pushed the fact that it's got a dragon.
We showed it, yes, we showed
it. Is that the stock?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
The headstock, yeah.
It's a dragon.
A sort of a flaming dragon right at the top, and it is a really rad shaped guitar as well. Like the body is of it like a shield shape. My one has stickers on it that has, in Thai and English, what each fret and each note actually will end up being, which is quite handy.
Do you think you could play a fin in a metal band?
Well,
maximum points for having a dragon on the head of your guitar and maximum...
A lot of Thai buskers have these... have pickups on their fins, which is like a... you know, like a Strat pickup or something like that, and then you can run it through distortions and all sorts of scenarios like that. What I am going to do now is play quite a long song because we've got time. There's not much to talk about here. It's just a rad little acoustic instrument that I've got. Not a lot of people use it, but this one epic band that I really, really like use it, Kun Narin, and I'm going to play a nice long one from them that kind of, it's quite jaunty, quite fast, a lot of fuzz in there, but the fin is definitely the hero of the day in this band, so. These guys are totally rad, check them out. Contemporary.
people seem to be enjoying that out there.
What a rad band. What a rad band, aren't they? And just lastly, here's my fin. I go for a more slower approach. Mine's an acoustic version.
How come you don't play quite as fast?
I guess, when I first got this, I didn't know what they were supposed to be played like, so I just kind of mucked around for about a year, and then I realized what they are supposed to play like, and then I realized that I can't do that. And so I just play it more like a casual ukulele scenario, just as insulting as possible to the tradition, as per... As you do.
Sort of appropriated Thai cultural.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do, yeah.
You're just sort of doing your own thing, aren't you?
I'll tell you what, I respect the original, though, 100%. Thank you so much to Heat Pump Cleaning Specialists. If you do want to maintain your heat pump, and why wouldn't you? It's all about clean and living, everybody. Go to heatpumpcleaningspecialist.co.nz, or they're on Facebook. If you wanted a quick way to go about that, go to our Facebook page, and I've linked them there. There's a picture of the fin if you want to go and look at what we've been mucking around with. The shield-shaped guitar with a flaming dragon head.
Dragon.
What the fuck?
There's no better pairing than... getting your heat pump cleaned and thinking about a guitar with a dragon on the end of it.
Hey, thanks for staying tuned there, listener. And I'm glad you're using the Hillsborough Tunnel. Well, sorry, what is that? Is it a Hillsborough to Ponsonby 20 minutes? I guess it's that tunnel. Could be a different tunnel.
That was Tools of the Trade, brought to you by Heat Pump Cleaning Specialists. For cleaner, warmer and healthier heat pumps, visit heatpumpclean.co.nz.